the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a
Hello, hello. Welcome back to episode 7 of The Rivalry.
Hello, Liam O'Brien.
Michael Sears. We messed up. We messed up.
How did we mess up?
We had our idea. We talked about it last week. We discussed it a little bit. Did a little spitballing, as they would say. And our plan was to post the Zoom link so you guys, our followers, our faithful, could come and give us your opinions.
And how's that worked out so far?
some reason I thought it was a good idea to post it on Twitter. Let's see. Let's test one of these people, because there's 12 people in the waiting room right now waiting to get in here.
Hello, Paul. How are you? Oh, we got to wait to connect. I don't get what the connecting thing is. Oh, he's muted.
Muted.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
I kick him.
Yep. See, this is what we've been going through.
Yeah, this has not been fun.
He left on his own. I think I just doxed myself.
Oh, you're probably gonna get de-doxed or something.
I might have just doxed myself. This is a terrible idea. And it takes a year and a half to remove them all from the waiting room.
Well, how do I make the rivalry, guys?
Yeah, welcome to the rivalry. We messed up. So I don't think the Zoom links are going to be a thing anymore. If you want us personally join,
DM
you
us.
Can DM us.
Yes, and please.
When the show's recording, we'll send you the link personally. Because that's how we work around here.
We're probably going to have to use a new Zoom from now on.
They got him graduating in May, because this is my school account.
Because I don't even know. We've tried 4 people and not one person yet.
One person has spoken. And I don't know any of these people.
All right. So let's get on to what we usually do.
Yeah. Let's talk a little free agency.
Hey, what'd you ask me about last week? About the Yankee team? And I said it could possibly be totally different by Friday.
And it
totally
is.
Different.
Totally Samsung different. Assistance is in our waiting room too.
What the hell?
Okay. Yeah, it is totally different.
Sunday night, that was a wild, wild, wild night. John Heyman coming out of nowhere with a Gary Sanchez to Minnesota. I looked at myself.
Not expect like, that.
I had no idea what to expect after that. Then he says Donaldson and IKF. I'm gonna have to abbreviate that all year probably. I don't know how to say his name.
Just call him Falefa.
Falefa?
Falefa. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how you pronounce it now. Falafel.
Yankees traded Gio Urshela and Gary Sanchez for Donaldson, IKF, and Rob. I can't say his last name either. I forgot his name. Good catcher, I think. Young catcher. It doesn't make the Yankees worse or better, I don't think. I think it's an improvement. But I don't think it takes them to like what the Blue Jays are doing.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I don't think it gets past.
Absolutely not.
I don't think the Yankees or Red Sox have.
There was a funny tweet. There was Yankee fans saying that Gio Urshela and Carlos Correa were going to be the future left side of the infield.
I said the exact same thing last night.
Brian Cashman did it, baby. He made Carlos Correa and Gio Urshela the left side of the infield.
I said the same exact thing last night. I was up at 2:00 in the morning.
Oh, when he signed?
Yeah, when he signed, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it when I woke up.
I don't understand the move. Doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
It kind of makes sense in his aspect. Because it's just a 1-year deal, basically.
Yeah.
Every year. So he's getting $37 million to play 1 year. And he has a high OPS at Twin Stadium, I saw.
1,200.
Bob Nightingale posted that. I think Bob might have been the first one to.
He was the first one that I saw with my notifications on, but yeah, I think he credited someone else.
Ah, damn, Bob.
I know. I was really hoping it was. Bob. We spoke Bob's uprising into existence.
And then last Friday, as soon as we got off the air, Carlos Rendon signed.
Yeah.
free agency started last
year. It started after we got off the air.
Yeah, right after we got off the air. Hey, started, thank God.
I got a list here. Chris Bryant to the Rockies.
7 years.
That's another deal that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense either. He's gonna rake Coors Field.
Oh, for sure. He's gonna rake. I mean, it makes sense for him. It doesn't make sense for the Rockies.
No, not
at
all.
He already has a ring. He's gonna be the best player on the team.
But why not give this to Nolan Arenado or
That's what I don't understand.
Or Trevor Story.
They paid the Cardinals $51 million to take Arenado. Yeah. So at that point, it's pretty much the same deal.
It doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
You should have maybe they should re-sign Story. Maybe they're one of the mystery teams.
Do you think that's gonna happen? I think he's gonna go to the Yankees.
I wouldn't mind an opt-out after every year, like a Carlos Correa type deal for him.
I've talked myself into it.
But why not have just done it to Carlos Correa?
Yeah.
But also, again, you have to trade one of these guys.
37 the Yankees million gotta make, is a lot.
The Yankees got to trade one of these guys. You have 5 spots for 4 of these things.
Who do you think is going to get traded?
It's either between DJ or Glaber, I think. You can't trade the 3 guys you just signed and traded for.
I think it's Glaber then.
I think so too.
I don't think DJ is going to get traded. The contract sucks.
He's the best hitter on the team, even though he sucked last year. He still had the most hits on the team.
Yeah, you can't trade him.
And he wasn't that good.
And Glaber kind of blows.
I don't really believe in Glaber anymore. Kind of tired of his defense. He's got a – I don't know where to bring him. I would love Minaya and Murphy still. But I don't know. The Luke Voit trade was – I don't know if anything's
going to happen with that.
The Luke Voit trade was just stupid. You got one guy.
I don't understand why you don't just use him as a backup.
So you have DJ then and Glaber. Who's playing first then?
But why don't you package him with somebody else to get more?
That's what I thought.
Nothing with him for him.
That's what I thought. This kid's not bad. Do 102 in high school, I saw. But
really?
Yeah. Senior year of high school.
I would have hit it.
475 dead center.
Dead center.
Let's talk about the Freddie Freeman sweet stakes. You were a big fan. You were.
I don't want to talk about the Freddie.
You were very excited.
I really thought he was coming to Boston.
Me more. me more.
What did Freddie Freeman get? What did he get? Tell us what he got.
6 years, 185. I'd be in that ballpark.
I think you're right. I think it was like 6 years, 161.
Oh, 162.
Yeah.
162. Needed the number.
That hurt. It really hurt.
You thought all the way he was coming.
I knew he was going to
Los Angeles.
Well, John Heyman also tweeted that he got a bigger deal from somebody somewhere else, but took less to go home.
And it wasn't the Red Sox. It wasn't the Rays. It wasn't the Rays. The Rays offered definitely the same wasn't amount. The Rays offered the same amount as the Dodgers.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the Rays.
The Rays offered the same amount as the Dodgers.
I think it was the Sox.
I think it was the Sox. I really do. It could have been the Yankees. We'd never know.
Not after they signed Rizzo.
Oh, Rizzo. But they still probably doesn't matter about when does that happen. They still offered them a contract.
Yeah.
So
true.
And he did propose 2 other deals to Atlanta before he signed. Well, before the Olsen trade. Before the Olsen trade.
Yeah.
So the Atlanta Braves just said, screw you.
Yeah, we're not. And then they gave fucking Olsen more money.
Yeah, a lot
of
money.
Sorry, got to keep PG.
But Braves look great still. They signed Kenley Jansen last night. Everybody's talking about this great bullpen. Kenley Jansen's not
like
that
the
good
bullpen.
I don't think like Kenley Jansen's that good.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than most people's bullpen arms.
Yeah, I agree, but what's his name's not that great either. Kirby Yates. When the last time he pitched?
Is he on the Blue Jays?
He was. Got traded to the Braves.
Oh, really? When that happened?
I think at the deadline, maybe, or maybe this offseason.
I don't even remember him until the COVID season. COVID season's the last I remember.
I haven't seen him in forever. Red Sox just not the Red Sox. Blue Jays just paid him just to play. We just sit there.
Yeah.
But the AL East is a lot of fun. This year is going to be a lot of fun. I don't know for the Yankees or Red Sox, but.
This offseason has really hurt.
Both teams.
Really hurt.
Both. John Heyman said that we're third and fourth.
But guess what, teams. Baby?
The Undertaker? Risen?
Red Sox signed Hansel Robles, baby.
Oh, I saw that last night.
Let's go. He's back. He's back. The machine. The greatest reliever to ever live. The pride of Boston. Hansel Robles is back with the Red Sox. Hey, man.
At least you don't have Adam Ottavino back.
Yeah, I know. If there's one thing the Red Sox can do and Chaim Bloom can do, it's sign shitty relievers, baby.
Yes, you do.
Knows how to do that.
Adam Ottavino to the Metropolitans.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun to knock him around a little bit.
It's going to be fun to watch him just blow leads in New York. But on the other side. Had a lot of fun divisions this year.
The NL East is going to be good too.
Yeah, Philly's got a great lineup. Made
some moves.
But defensively, they're going to suck.
Oh, they're going to be terrible.
Defensively, they're going to stink.
Schwarber, Harper, and Castellanos in the outfield.
And they got Bloom and Rice Hopkins who can't really field.
Oh, they're going to be awful defensively. I didn't even think about that.
Awful defensively. They're going to get so many errors. They're going to have more errors than the Yankees. Thank God, hopefully.
I believe it.
Hope to God that happens. You okay there?
Yeah. I saw that tweet yesterday from John Heyman about Hansel Robles, and I read the first couple words. Breaking news. The Red Sox have reached terms with, and I closed my eyes and I prayed. Because I don't know. I've talked myself into wanting Trevor Story. I have. I don't know how I did it. I reached a point where if I can't overpay the good players, I want to overpay the mid players. Just give me something to be excited about, please.
I don't really want him. I don't really know where he's going to play. If he signs here, where is he playing?
He's playing second for the Red Sox. I know that.
Oh, yeah, that's a go-gone. He would have to play second for us or shortstop. There's nowhere. He doesn't play the outfield.
He's going to play short.
Yeah, he doesn't play the outfield.
No, yeah. I think he only plays the outfield if he goes to the Giants.
Yeah, Brent Crawford's a stud.
Yeah. So far this offseason, the Red Sox have lost Eduardo Rodriguez, Kyle Schwarber, Hunter Renfroe, and Adam Ottavino.
Dustin.
And gained Michael Wacha,
Rich Hill. Who killed the Yankees last year. 42-year-old Rich Hill.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
JBJ.
And Jake Diekman.
Deke. Oakland A.
A couple more, too, but that's basically the gist of it. Those are the headliners. I don't even know who's left other than a story that I would want. That's the problem.
Yeah, there's not much. I don't think there's anything left now.
Michael Conforto.
Yeah, I'm confused with his market.
I'm confused that they're calling him a superstar.
Yeah, I've been confused about that, too. Scott Boras, you know? Scott Boras.
Yeah.
Gotta love Scott.
Jorge Soler.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Pham.
But he's a DH guy.
Oh, yeah.
He can play in the outfield.
How old is he? 30. He's 30. Look,
Soler?
I don't mind that. Yeah, Soler's 30.
You have a DH.
JD.
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard of
that
him?
Guy. I forgot about that guy. Kind of hits bombs.
Yeah. Best DH in the league.
Kind of hit bombs.
Well, he's a free agent after this year.
JD?
Mm-hmm.
He can walk.
He's going to walk.
What do we got?
That was my plan. My plan was to get Freeman, let JD walk, trade Bobby for an arm, and you're golden with Tristan Cassis coming up.
Shut your mouth the other day with that bomb.
Oh, yeah, I know. He hit another one. He has two home runs and two spring training games.
Back. Baseball games are back.
So excited.
The Yankees have lost already.
I think, you know what I think we need to do? I think we need to start making up some more stats.
Start making stats up? Like, yeah. Just random stats. Just
making stats up.
War plus reaction time plus how bad the bat swings. I don't know. Baseball already has enough stupid stats too.
Bobby Dalbec is the first player to hit a home run on back-to-back spring training days after the MLB has been locked out for 99 days.
What a stupid stat. Is that something on Twitter? Did you just come up with that in your head?
No, I just made that up.
Okay. I would have been so mad if somebody really posted that on Twitter.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Probably not.
I might post it from our account.
Maybe pass them. We'll retweet it. Some breaking news.
Oh, for sure. Maybe it'll stop the people from joining the waiting room and trying.
Well, we still got more people coming in.
I just kicked one out.
Oh my god.
I've been kicking them out all show. Actually, am I logged in on my phone? On my computer? I'm not. I'm gonna do it on my phone real quick. This is breaking news.
The Bobby Dalbec thing.
Yeah.
IKF played pretty well for the Yankees yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. He had a little double.
2 for 3.
There you go.
2 for 3.
Better than Gary would have done.
See Gary swings the other day. Oh my god. He looked awful at the plate. Well, when does he not? But thank God he's not on my team anymore. I have to defend him.
Yeah, right.
Or yell at him.
Why, he did bad yesterday? I didn't see anything.
Oh, you didn't see his swings the other day? He like,
no.
Like some stuff like that. Like the half swing. Like some, like, I don't want to be there kind of swing.
He has a lot of those.
Swinging at a slider in the dirt looked awful.
He has a lot of those.
Yeah, a lot of those. That's when you guys kicked the shit out of him. 14-1. Was it 14? Yeah, it was 14-1.
Spring training doesn't really do anything for me. I'm not going to lie.
I agree, but it's better than nothing at this point for me.
Yeah, the players play one inning, and then it's a bunch of slapdicks in there after that.
I agree. Oh, Anthony Volpe played yesterday.
Oh, did he? How'd he do?
He went 0-for-1 with K. God.
Sox are 2-0.
This is what we're looking for. Volpe. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. Not there yet. Can't yell at him.
Fucking 100% strikeout rate.
Yeah. Gotta be shitting me. This is what we're waiting for. This is 2.0.
God
Austin
damn.
Wells. Austin Wells had a nice game the other day. 1 for 3 with an RBI. The future. Gallo with a walk. Can't go wrong with Gallo. I'm really hoping Gallo pops off this year. I really like Gallo to pop off.
The Red Sox came back
yesterday.
Came back and won on a walk-off homer.
Ooh.
How's that for spring training?
Yeah. Ooh. Not only he's put money on them, right?
I should have. They've been killing it. I should have put money on them.
Two games. What do you mean they're killing it?
They've been killing it. They won the first game like 14-1.
Yeah, they did. They won 14-1 that game. Insane. Against the Twins.
They destroyed them.
Who just signed Carlos Correa.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Waking up to seeing the Twins signing Carlos Correa.
Yeah, that was
the Yankees took the Twins' salary so that the Twins could sign Carlos Correa.
Basically, we signed him. Yeah. We signed him, basically.
You signed him for the Twins, basically.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So, do you believe the Dodgers are going to win the World Series?
No.
I don't think so either. I think the playoffs shelled in the playoffs at some point.
Playoffs are going to be too long.
And they're going to get. You can always count on an injury too. Not hoping for one, but
yeah, we never wish for injuries. But if a player was to get injured on the Dodgers, I wouldn't bat an eye.
I wouldn't either. I think they re-signed Tony Gonsolin today too.
Oh, did they really?
I think so. I might have been wrong.
It's my fantasy baseball MVP in the COVID season.
I like Tony Gonsolin. They have no pitching now.
Yeah, their pitching's all right. It doesn't impress me. They lost Kenley Jansen.
Well, I'm not a big fan of still.
Yeah, but who's their closer now? Trinan?
I would think so. He was a monster last year.
Who are their starters? Walker Buehler,
Kershaw. Darius, I think they Kershaw. Have Danny Duffy.
Oh, they got Duffy?
I think they have Danny Duffy. What's his name?
Danny Duffy doesn't move the needle for me either.
Not either. What's his name?
Julio Urias.
Yeah, Urias. And then Dustin May, if he ever comes back.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. It's been a while.
Yeah, he got hurt last year. How about the Padres, too? Fernando Tatis going down.
Yeah. Till almost the All-Star break.
Yeah, the motorcycle accident. Which one?
Yeah.
Who says which one?
What an idiot.
CJ Abrams is going to be a stud over there. Number 9 ranked prospect in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. MLB The Show stud.
Yeah, he was amazing. I would always trade for him. Him and Gore. You know who I really wanted from? I really wanted Paddock from.
I did too.
From the Padres. I really did.
I did in the trade deadline.
I think he's going to be really good one day. He has great control.
Inconsistent.
Yeah. But he has control of his shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Jock Peterson to the Giants.
Yeah, that was a good one. And West is going to be amazing. That's always
oh, for sure.
Conclusion. Can't believe Siaka or Siuku.
Suzuki?
Suzuki. Wow, I'm horrible with names, guys. Can't believe he's a
Cub. Believe he went to the Cubs. Yeah,
that
man.
That makes no sense. Another this thing that made no sense. Been
a struggle. Yeah, Red Sox got to do something.
They only have one domino left, unless you can trade something.
Unless they get Conforto or Soler, but they don't do anything. I mean, they make the offense. It's already good, better, but I want story.
Where's Soler playing? I
talked myself into it, man.
Where would Soler play?
Feed me more. Give me story. I've talked myself into it.
Soler wouldn't be. Where would Soler play?
I don't know. I don't know where Conforto would play either. I just don't want Jackie Bradley Jr. being the everyday outfielder is not something that excites me.
Not a needle mover?
No. He's playing right. Did you see that?
Is he really?
Yeah. They said if the season starts today, they're going to put Kike in center and Bradley in right. Well, right's harder at Fenway than it is at most places. It's like having another center field. He was just always able to play center because Mookie Betts was a monster in right field.
He was. Mookie. Yeah, left field's harder at Yankee Stadium.
I mean, yeah, they're all pretty much the same, though.
Stupid-ass green monster. Stupid-ass green monster. So we're going to be fighting for third and fourth place all year, right?
Hey, man, as long as I get a playoff spot, I don't care what place I'm in because I know I'm not winning the division.
There's three, so the AL East is the best division in baseball. So
oh, for sure.
We're going to get far. We're probably going to get the three spots in the wild card.
I can't believe the Orioles haven't traded anybody.
They said they were in on Correa, too. That would have been amazing.
That would have been awesome.
If he went to Baltimore.
That would have been hilarious.
Baltimore could have paid him $500 million, really, and they still wouldn't be anywhere near the luxury tax.
Yeah, because their salary is like 30 mil.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's insane. That would have been hilarious, though, if he signed there. We would have to deal with him for 8 years or so.
Yeah, right? Oh, that would have pissed me off. He already pisses me off.
I know, especially not being on the same team.
Yeah, and I hate going to Minnesota, so that's going to piss me off even more.
Minnesota just stinks.
I don't think the Astros are going to be that good. They lost a lot.
They did. They have lost a lot. And how do you know what Justin Verlander is going to do this year?
Yeah, they lost Kendall Graveman. They lost Brooks Raley.
Mariners won that trade by a billion.
Oh, for sure.
Abraham Toro.
Toro is a fucking monster.
Toro.
Toro is so good. Just have to kick another person out.
Can't believe the
oh, another one. How are they still joining? I deleted the tweet so long ago.
It's probably surfacing around the internet right now. Come join these two morons Zoom and get kicked.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Should we try one more? Let's see if one more would give us anything.
One more person?
Yeah, one more person. Maybe we'll get one in
the waiting room right now.
We'll wait then. They're probably just bots. So weird.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you gain from that?
Yeah, nothing. It's weird that the guy just kicked himself before Paul.
Yeah, Paul kicked himself.
He said, screw this, I'm out.
Joined. Oh, there's someone here. Army Ghost. I don't know if I want this guy in.
Yeah, I don't want to. Not with a name like that.
Give me a Tyler or something.
Yeah, like a Gary or a John.
Not Army Ghost.
Yeah. Blue Jays are going to... What have the Rays done this offseason? They've done absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all. They signed Wander Franco to an extension.
And that was before the lockout.
Yeah. They lost Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, they could have gotten him.
Nelson's a Mariner. Not a Mariner. National.
That was weird, too.
I mean, the DH market opened up.
No, I understand that, but why Washington? They're not going to be a contender. I don't really think they're going to be a contender in the
end. Yeah, I mean, at his age, I would kind of prioritize winning, but who knows?
That's cool. Wander and Cruz together.
It was cool.
Oh, it will be cool. We haven't seen it yet.
Wander Franco and Nelson Cruz?
No, what? Nelson Cruz and Juan Soto.
Oh, you said Wander.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I might have said Wander Soto. That would be weird. Rewind it. Let's see.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. That's going to be cool. We'll check the tapes.
It's under review. Baylor's up. Man. Baylor's down 11.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Let's go. I put a little parlay in.
With North Carolina?
You see, with UNC.
Wow. Money line?
Yep.
Wow.
I had a feeling, man.
We're not gambling experts, by the way.
Not gambling experts, but I have a parlay. This guy is also not getting in. His name is Eldar.
Eldar? What is this? Elden Rings?
Yeah, right. Little parlay with North Carolina money line, St. Mary's money line, and Memphis plus 9.5.
Wow. Don't like the Zags?
Give me the dogs, baby. Give me the dogs.
I was very upset about Colgate last night. I had Colgate last night. They played amazing. Just Wisconsin just made a better adjustment. Number 15 was just shooting.
Yeah, I left during that game. I didn't see the end of it. Good vibes though. We had a little keg action.
Little
TV outside. Played a little beer dye. Watched the games.
There you go.
Think we're gonna do the same thing today.
There you go. Root on St. Peter's.
Yeah. They play tomorrow, right?
No, they play today.
Oh, they do? Against who? Yeah.
Who did they play today? I just saw it.
I didn't see him on FanDuel, so
you're not gonna see him on FanDuel.
I know, that's why I didn't know they played Murray State or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Murray State, yep, Murray State. On the ball.
How's your bracket doing?
My bracket's horrible. I think anybody's bracket's horrible.
Yeah.
I think everybody's bracket. Your bracket ended the first day in this little thing.
Not this one. I have one that's going a little strong. Texas Tech is the winner.
I like that. I don't mind that.
Texas Tech versus Kansas in the championship.
I have Tennessee over Zaga.
I like that.
Tennessee over the Zags.
Man, there's not much Red Sox-Yankee news to talk about.
Yeah, the Red Sox. The Red Sox haven't done anything. Yankees have done stuff. It's just boring news on the Yankees front. Yeah. Rizzo coming back. Woo! Luke Voit getting traded. Traded for Justin Lang, who I'm not going to see for 4 years.
There we go. I mean, what was Voit giving you realistically?
Nothing, but
he's just holding an IL spot.
Just wanted to get true. But the Yankees have gone away from the philosophy. Wow, good word there.
Right?
That SAT word? That they have been doing for years, though. That's a good thing.
Which is?
Strikeouts.
Oh.
Goodbye. Yeah. Everybody they have gotten is under the league average of strikeouts. 33%.
There we go. Donaldson is?
Yeah, he's at 26. He's at 26%. Well, he's hurt most of the time, so.
Yeah, so he can't strike out.
He can't strike out that much.
Can't strike out if you don't get up.
Yeah, I'll take 30 home runs from him, though. Give me 30 home runs. Take that.
I hope he sucks.
I think it's an improvement at third base. So I don't really. All these Yankee fans are like, why do we give up Bueller, Scheller?
Is it an improvement defensively, though?
I don't think he's that bad. I think he has 13 career errors. Saw that.
That's it?
Yeah.
Career?
Yeah, career.
That doesn't sound right.
Right, you can fact 13 check me
career errors?
Yeah, you can fact check me if you
no,
want.
No, we don't check facts here.
We just spread fake news.
13 career errors. I'll take that. I think
I don't think that's bad.
No, now not bad at all.
Now I got to check. Now I got to check.
I think Devers had 13 errors last year. Give me this baseball reference. Let's check it out.
Yeah, I can't. I need to check. It's going to bother me because somebody's going to fact check this and look.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Error.
Way more than 13 errors.
Is it? 16. 23.
127.
Is it really? No yes. way. No way. 13
errors last year.
Oh, okay. I knew I saw 13 somewhere.
He had 38 errors in 2019 when he played the whole season.
See, I'm happy. No,
I lied. He had 13 in 2019 when he played the whole season.
Yeah.
38 see? Double plays.
Boom.
In 2018, he only had 3.
100.
No.
Number changed from all. It's a different number.
There's so many because he played so many positions. He had 2 at third, 1 at first, and 2 as the Cleveland third baseman. I forgot he even played for Cleveland, to be honest.
I didn't even know he played for Cleveland.
Wow. It must have been half a season.
The Blue Jays traded him?
12 games. Yeah, the Blue Jays traded him to Cleveland. Played 12 games for Cleveland.
Such a weird that. Wow. Him and 100. Lindor on the same side of the infield?
Yeah, right? I didn't even remember that, honestly.
I don't either.
148 games for Atlanta, and then he was in Minnesota. I remember him in Atlanta. Finished.
Yeah, I remember him in Atlanta. That's when the Bringer of Rain started.
Yeah, he finished 11th in MVP voting that year.
He was a stud that year. I'll take 30 home runs. Defensively, I don't. He's going to make his plays. I'll take 13 errors.
7 years removed from an MVP.
Hey.
It's not crazy.
Better than the moves you've done.
I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it.
IKF is an amazing defender, though.
Oh, can't yeah, he him. Is.
Can't
in
knock
multiple
him.
Positions.
He is. I think he's going to be really, really good.
He's going to be your shortstop.
I'm fine with that. For 2 years? I'll take him for 2 years. I think he has 2 more years left on his ARB.
Okay.
So
can't be making much either.
No, not much. It's going to be a 160 hitter. 260 Howard. Hitter.
When is Judge a free agent?
Next year.
Hmm.
So that's why they're going to re-sign him this year, which I'm not a big fan of.
You're not a fan of signing Judge this year?
No.
Why?
You've talked it into my head that we're never going to win with Judge.
Because he's a loser.
You've talked it into my head. It's really just, it lives rent-free in my head, in the back of my head, that Judge is never going to win a championship and that we just got to get rid of him.
I don't think he is going to win a championship.
Just got to get rid of him. just got to get rid now. Of him. I agree.
Seeing him in a different uniform would be crazy.
Ever since he did that stupid boombox thing in Fenway Park.
That's what happened.
He's been a thorn in my side.
That's why he's never going to win. Derek Jeter wouldn't have done that.
Derek Jeter would have never have done that. He had plenty of chances to do it, too.
Yep. Derek Jeter would have never done that. Derek Jeter had chances to do it after he had won the series. Judge did it after they won a game.
Yeah. After one game.
Yeah. And the series was tied. It wasn't even like they
were
commanding
going
lead.
Oh, I thought you might have been up. You might have been
no,
up.
No, it was the second
we
game. And we won the first game in Fenway, and the Yankees won the second game in Fenway. And then the Red Sox went and won both of them in New York.
Yeah.
Because they haven't lost a playoff game in New York since 2004.
You want to remind me what happened in that one?
There's a documentary you can watch about it if you need a brushing up. It's called
It's a 4 days in October.
Yeah, it's that one. If you're not familiar with the subject,
it's a reverse one though, right? Like, it's like fake stories, but like, what would have happened if the Red Sox really won?
Yeah.
Cause no team has ever came like back to 3-0 like baseball, right? Yeah.
it's like the history channel documentaries, like what would the world be like if Hitler won World War II?
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
It's like what would have happened to the Red Sox franchise if they actually came back and won the 2004 ALCS?
Yeah. And we're not condemning anything Hitler did, so let's not
just an analogy.
We're just an analogy. I'm not saying anything good.
Just using it as an example.
But other than that, Trevor Story could be a Yankee by next Friday, next Saturday.
Could be a Red Sox.
Could be a Red Sox. Could be a Giant.
Could be the Red Sox second baseman.
Him and Bogey?
Yeah, I'd rather move Bogey, but
him hitting. Can't wait to watch Trevor Story.
I don't think you can move
197
Bogey
out of Colorado. Course,
yeah, right. I don't think you can move Bogey until you sign his extension. After you sign his extension, do whatever you want with him. But until
he's
you sign
agent
his extension,
next year, right?
Keep him happy. I think he can opt out after next year, but he's not technically a free agent until he opts out.
Love Bogarts.
He's gonna opt out though. He's only making $20 million a year.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm. He's great offensively.
5 years, $100 million. He sucks defensively though, but
reliever Joe Smith is in agreement with the Twins. Twins boosting up that bullpen.
Who reported that one?
John Heyman. Oh, Joe Sherman. My bad. Joe Sherman. Let me get that right. Oh, Feinstein first reported it. I'm changing a lot of credits. Mark Feinstein. Feinstand? I don't like Feinstand.
Yeah, I only have notifications on for a couple people, including our savior, Bob Nightingale.
Yeah, I have like everybody. I don't know why. I have Jesse Rogers still.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't need
He broke on news. He broke somebody.
He broke somebody the other day.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was.
Screw him. I don't need him anymore. You were just good for the lockout, bud. You were a lockout noty.
Told you. After the lockout, no one's going to talk about it. No one's saying a word.
Nobody said a word about it.
No one cares.
Well, we have talked about it a little bit because of the Ghost Runner coming back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How did that happen?
I think they don't want the right fielders like testing their arms or something like that. I don't know. I really don't know what.
I think it has something to do with not having pitchers throw a million innings. Yeah, not having pitchers throw a million innings without the full spring. But I don't mind it in the regular season. It doesn't bother me that much. I just think – I think you should make the Ghost Runner come after the 11th inning.
Yeah, I agree. Let a couple innings go.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Like after the 11th inning, top of the 12th, put a man on second base.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because then the games – otherwise the games just last forever. Everyone's trying to hit a home run. And it's a regular season game.
And they only did it because of COVID. But now it's because of
because of the pitchers. If it's not this, it's that. So
that's the one thing I'm very scared about with these pitchers.
Getting hurt?
Yeah. Because none of them are at full.
Oh, no. 100%. Sale's already starting on the IL.
Yeah. Made of glass.
My offseason has been phenomenal.
Yeah, you've had an awful offseason.
Terrible.
Awful offseason.
Evaldi pitched yesterday and got rocked.
Did he really? Oof.
Gave up 3 runs in the first. Yikes. He only pitched 1 inning, but he gave up 3 runs.
Yankees playing 15 minutes.
Red Sox are warming up. They always have the first game for some reason.
The Yankees are home today, too, so they're going to wear the pinstripes.
There you go. Ooh, Pivetta's pitching today.
Pivetta.
Love me some Pivetta. Postseason Pivetta? Nothing like it.
So any predictions of what's going to happen by next Friday?
The Red Sox are going to get Story. The Yankees are going to get...
If the Twins get Montas,
the Yankees are going to get Manaea in a trade.
That's what I hope.
And the Red Sox are going to get Story.
If they get Manaea, I'm happy.
I just
Murphy too. I want Murphy really bad.
Yeah, I want Frankie Montas.
Yeah.
Bro, I hate how John Heyman tweeted yesterday. The Red Sox were one of the front runners in the Story, and he was willing to play a different position, blah, blah, blah. And now he tweets today that he'd rather sign somewhere where he can play shortstop. Make up your fucking mind.
And it doesn't make any sense because we have a shortstop.
Yeah. God, if the Red Sox don't sign somebody, I'm going to lose it. How's that Baylor game looking?
Just got a blocking foul on Baylor. I think they're going to go to the line. Carolina. What's the score? Baylor's down 7.
Okay. Good game.
Tourney's been really fun.
Tourney has been fun.
It's always fun. Can't go wrong with it.
Best 4 days of the year.
Yep. First 2 days should be holidays, I think.
I agree.
These two and the day after the Super Bowl should be holidays.
Yep.
And if you really want to, opening day should be a holiday too.
That would be awesome. Opening day is usually on a weekday too, so that would be awesome.
Well, my predictions are Trevor Story is going to sign with the San Francisco Giants.
Ooh.
I just make the NL West more fun. Montas is going to get traded to the Twins, I think. And then Manaea and Murphy, I'm going to pray to God, come to the New York Yankees. It's the only thing I want. It's the only thing I want.
Just left. Give me something, man. Just give me something. Trade somebody. I don't want the roster we have now on opening day. Give me a pitcher. Give me a bat. Give me something, man. Just give me something. That's my message to Chaim Bloom. Give me something.
Maybe a new closer?
I just want Whitlock to be the closer. I don't know why we're still doing this Matt Barnes experiment. He was better as a setup man.
Barnesy man. The Barnes man. Well, I think this is a good end.
I agree.
How long? I think it's been an hour. I feel like it's been an hour. Could have been 20 minutes. Sucks that nobody was a real person for our Zoom.
We got this. Next week, we're going to perfect it.
Please DM us if you want to come on.
Yeah. You got to send us a DM.
We would love to talk to people. Personal message. We would love to talk to people. Get some hot takes in here. Get some predictions. Next week, we can get predictions for divisions and stuff.
Yep.
So I think next week's the last week of.
Here we go.
If anything. I think
there we go. We'll do some predictions for. Next week, we can do award predictions.
Yeah, we can do award predictions.
Next week can be our prediction episode. Yeah, award predictions.
I already have my future bet, and I'll keep that till next week.
Let's get it.
I'll keep it till next week.
All right.
We'll save it for.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Rivalry episode 7. Hope you enjoyed. That's where you'll find me, along with lovers, buggers, and thieves, all the cool people. But I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you're my home.